All right, now it's time to talk with Linfield High School football coach Pat LaMusta. And, Pat, welcome back to MSO. Congratulations on a really good start this year.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate you taking the time to cover us.
Well, I appreciate your taking the time as well. I know how busy you are, especially on a Sunday as we record this. Let's take a quick look, Coach, if we could. I'm trying to catch up with everybody on your preseason because things almost back to normal. Tell me a little bit about the guys you had coming back and how preseason went in terms of their being ready for that first game.
So just having, 20-plus seniors, five awesome captains, Chase Goldberg, Charlie Capicetti, Steve Dreher, Robert Marley, James Sharkey. I think I got all five of them.
yeah.
Along with the rest of the senior crew, they've been working at this since, January and February.
Mm-hmm.
And then throughout the summer. So they were very committed to the workout program in the off season. And then we had some success in 7-on-7 leagues. We were able to win the small division at the Big Fenwick tournament in late July. And then we had a solid showing in our three scrimmages. We had Peabody first, which was a big test. And then who else do we have? We had Watertown, as our game scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
And we had Essex Tech as well. So we had some good competition in preseason. And so overall, coming into the season, I was feeling good with the senior leadership group. And we definitely have some young talent, too, that are helping us fill in the gaps.
Did you have to make many decisions on where to plug anybody in?
So we had position battles all over the place. Like, our numbers are really strong right now, participation wise.
Mm-hmm.
So at every position, it was coming down to like every rep at practice. And before you know it, sophomore Tyler Adamo kind of rose to the top of the quarterback battle, just with some decision making and his ability to run. So, that's an example of someone who kind of, we weren't necessarily anticipating, but he definitely performed in the preseason, and he's logged three starts with us so far this year.
You know, it's funny, Pat. I'm looking at the Boston Globe preseason write-up, and he's not even listed here. So congratulations to him. He must have shown you something.
Yeah. He's a young kid, sophomore, fast, quick release. Good decision making, steps up in the pocket. So, but we tell all the guys, you have to perform every week, you always need to play like your position's up for grabs. So,
mm-hmm.
we're very fortunate to have depth at that QB position because that's not as common with smaller schools like ours.
So I'm looking at the schedule. First three games have been away, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, so out of those, I mean, Saugus 37-0, and then I want to talk about this week's win. But the Marblehead game, they're riding a winning streak. Everybody knows how tough they are. They won up in North Andover this week, and you gave them a run for the money, but I'm sure the kids are a little bit disappointed that they didn't win.
Yeah, we had an opportunity in that game. They played tough, but we just had some mistakes in the third quarter on the special team side and just generally with turnovers that really made it difficult to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
Against a team like Marblehead. But I mean, I think our players played awesome against that high level of competition.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty eye opening for them to kind of see that level of speed and skill, from guys like Connor Cronin and their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, who's doing an awesome job. I'm forgetting his last name, but he's
Miles O'Neill.
Yes, Miles O'Neill. He's going to be one of the top quarterbacks mm-hmm. in the area. So, it was tough because we had the opportunity. Slipped away, but you know what? It was a learning experience because we had to come back and fix a lot of things. So
how did um, how, how did practice go this week? Because you ended up beating Ipswich Friday.
It was better. It's something about the third week in September.
Kind of like I hear the hesitation, coach, and it's like, yeah, oh, okay, I get it.
the third week in September, and you know, sometimes the kids are in a little bit of a funk.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we came off the bus not as ready as we should have been. So Ipswich, their run game was, you know, they got on us early. So we were kind of backpedaling in the game, and which basically narrowed the margin of error for us. So we really ended up needing a series of a bunch of big plays in order to pull it off.
What was the key to the win?
I would say just, if it's hard to pin it to a specific play, but when we were able to, when we were able to recover that onside kick in the fourth quarter, it gave us a chance to, you know, have one more shot at the end zone for the go-ahead score.
Pat, can you point out a lineman who did well for you this week?
You know, I'm actually just watching the tape right
now.
Ah,
okay, I caught you too early.
yeah, but, you know, Quinn Hardesty and Chase Goldberg, they're so physical, you know. So even though some of our backfield stuff wasn't quite clicking, I mean, they definitely were physical and getting some movement off the ball. And then Chase Goldberg on the defensive line really did a nice job controlling the line of scrimmage. So senior captain Chase Goldberg, I'd definitely give him a shout-out.
Good. All right. Finally, Coach, I know you haven't had a chance to prepare, obviously, as we record this on Sunday, and you've got a whole week of practice coming up. The kids have to, you know, be clued in. But Newburyport, your first home game, and, you know, the Clippers, I mean, they beat Masco. Despite the fact they might have lost this weekend, a big rivalry for you guys.
Always. It's always a great battle. It's nice to open up with our home stand with Newburyport, because I think the players always, you know, they get motivated, mm-hmm. and they get re-energized, you know. And now we're kind of past that third week in September, so it's like, all right, here we go. Let's get in a groove. And they're excited to compete against Newburyport. Newburyport has a great team. Coach Smolski does a good job, and you can expect a stout defense, and, you know, they're going to have some playmakers. So definitely seems like they're passing the ball a bit this year too. So we're hoping to match up our athletes on their athletes and let the cards fall where they fall.
Well, it makes sense that the third week you sort of hit the wall because of all the preseason stuff, the heat and so on, the kids back in school. It makes sense, and I never even realized that. But you got four home games. Is it 5 home games in a row? So, Pat, best of luck to you. I want to talk to you later in the season, and thanks so much for taking the time tonight. Today, I know how busy you are. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for reaching out.
Appreciate it, Coach. We'll talk to you later. Take care.
And another quick shout-out.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that, yes.
To our friend Clayton Marenghi up at Endicott.
Yes, exactly. Have you had a chance to see him play?
I have not, just in clips of film.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was able to chat with him a little bit, and he's excited about what they're doing offensively, and it sounds like he's chucking the ball around and running the ball a little bit and connecting with his buddy Shane. I think it's Shane Aylward.
Yeah.
Tewksbury.
Yep.
So I'm happy for him. He's put a lot of work, and it's nice to see that, you know, the fruits of that work paying off now.
It's going to make you feel good, Coach, because every week he's been a star over there in Beverly at Endicott. And, you know, every time I see it, I say, I got to call Pat. And then I almost forgot today, so thanks for reminding me of that. Jeez.
Yeah, Clay really kick-started my career as a head coach. You know, he just created a lot of offensive mm-hmm. promise for us when I was pretty new as a coach. And, you know, you always remember your first groups, you know, of kids. And
yep.
Not only was he a great player, he's a great captain and a great person.
Well, he was the first interview I did as a player up there at Linfield, and you were the one who recommended it. So thank you for that, and it's great to follow his career and the Linfield Pioneers. Good luck this week, Pat, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Coach. Take care. Bye-bye. That is Linfield High School football coach Pat LaMusta with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.